Welcome to a SWAT review from ReverseThieves.com. In these short podcasts, we discuss the first episode of new shows in the anime season.
This time, we're looking at the first episode of Lord of Vermillion, The Crimson King from Azred and Tier Studios. It's streaming on Crunchyroll, and this is based on a collectible card arcade game.
So yeah, it's a collectible card game that you play on arcade machines. And I have a three-word summary, Chunibyo as fuck. What kind of show is this? Chunibyo as fuck. And you're done. You understand what kind of show this is. We'll elaborate for everybody who may not fully understand what that means. But for everybody else, you're like, all right, thank you for your review. I now know what I need to know.
The opening fight sequence is sort of, you know, it's like end meteor. It's like probably the end of the show, I think they're showing us. And every character is paired off, battling. And this cold open is like the most edgelord thing I have seen lately. It was my actual first note for this show is someone needs to put a stop to these character designs. Like, they're just like over embellished, ridiculous. They're all kind of like all these different trope types. And then they add this red, I'm having trouble describing it. These red flourishes, I guess I want to say. And they're different on everybody, but something about them just puts it so far over the top of, we were just designing this, and aren't these like the coolest looking cool people you've ever seen?
All the character designs look like something you scroll in your notebook in high school, and then you look back as an adult and you're like, oh, what a fucking loser was I. Please burn this so no one can see my humiliating shame.
And of course, at the end of this whole thing, the main guy kills the main, who I presume is like his love interest or whatever. He like totally, I mean, I'm sure she's probably not dead, whatever. I'm just saying, they like make it seem like, and now he had to kill her, and oh, isn't he so sad?
Or the later find out that's the terrible future they have to avoid.
Yeah, oh, that's good. That's good. So then we like, you know, back up, and what has happened is that modern day Tokyo, all of a sudden people hear this like horrible sound and this red mist envelops the city and people start falling asleep. They like go unconscious for about a week, but our main hero is special and he goes unconscious for 5 months. And everyone wants to know, like, what happened to him? What did he do? Like, what makes him different? And he's being harassed by these journalists who imply that he has a dark secret past where he killed somebody. It's probably a horrible accident, I'm sure.
Oh, and while he was in that dream, he meets, like, what is clearly, like, some kind of girl that is behind all of this, or, like, a herald of something. And she basically goes, you are the Chunibyo chosen one.
He is so chosen. He's super chosen. And at the end of the episode, a monster appears and it chops him basically in half and his power awakens. And now that's the best I can do to talk about this. Guys, it's super silly. I was laughing pretty much the whole time because it's so, like, everybody just acts so dramatically and so overwrought, like, everything that's happening. Also, there's constant Shakespeare references, and the main guy loves Shakespeare, and so he's constantly comparing everything to Shakespeare, and I was like, oh boy.
I think it's best summed up with, so the main dude is friends with this other guy, and his dad runs a dojo, and the main character is so good at kendo that his friend's dad wants him to take over the school, but he's got one flaw. The main character doesn't have the ability to go for the killing blow because he's too kind. And the monster he fights at the end is the dad. He gets turned into a huge kendo monster. And because the main character is too kind-hearted, he couldn't deliver the killing blow, and that's why he gets struck. That's what kind of show this is.
Yeah, it's just... it's super anime. I mean, I'm really shocked that Netflix didn't pick this up based on what we've seen from their selections. This is, seems right up their alley. I feel like this is the kind of stuff that... it's like one of those shows that people... when people online are talking about anime and they're making fun of it, that this is what they're talking about. So, I'm not sure if this, as I, you know, I said I haven't seen anything this edgelord in a long time, but we did watch that one Netflix show that was, like, super like this also. Now I'm trying to decide, like, which one was more.
How about that one with the Nazis last season? Or was that one just so horrible?
I didn't remember that one.
The one with the big golden floating city and they do the flashback. Maybe it's best that you forget.
I just put it out of my mind. So basically that's just hyperbole. I see something edgelord every season, guys. So this is it. This is the one for this season.
It might not be max edgelord, but it definitely is pretty damn edgelord.
And, you know, it's just, like, it's one of those series that it really, it's just not convincing in what it's trying to sell you. And I think that's, I don't want to just keep, like, saying funny terms about it. I mean, that I think that's really what the problem is that you have not executed it in a way that makes me want to believe this in any realm that this is what's happening.
Do you remember that one where everybody had the elemental powers? And this show was super serious, and we kept laughing throughout all of it. I feel like the problem is, it's just another one of those shows that feels like a little kid trying to wear big boy clothing, trying to wear like an adult suit, and you're like, it doesn't fit you, and it just makes you look more ridiculous because you think that by wearing these adult trappings, you have become mature.
Thanks for listening to another episode. You can visit us online at reversethieves.com and follow us on Twitter @ReverseThieves, @NartakiRT, and @HisuiRT.